It's one of those days where to-dos are all over the place. On today's list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m., returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9, scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda, at first to show up with cash PM, and picking up cousin Rick at Reagan at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included, which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at zipcar.com.
Put industry leading, difference making, and tomorrow shaping on your to-do list. Explore Deloitte Technology Careers at deloitte.com/tech careers and engineer your future at Deloitte.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Hey,
every
Daddy.
Day I'm hustling.
You fight
every
with no body.
This a dollar beat. This a dollar beat.
BoxingWords.com.
You won the belt with no
hey,
body.
BoxingWords.com.
This a dollar beat.
You never gonna get a fight, man. You're a horrible fighter.
BoxingWords.com.
Payday. You want payday. I know that. Look at this guy. There's a plan to go for the belt, and I'm coming, man. I'm coming, my friend. Get the fuck out of here, man. Please, get the fuck out of here, man.
BoxingWords.com.
Because I'm gonna fuck you out right now, motherfucker.
BoxingWords.com.
Yo! What's up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another one.
Viva Mexico, cabrones!
Canelo out here pushing people?
Viva Mexico, cabrones!
Yo, I don't know, but that's what you get for putting your hands on people. I mean, I'm just glad that Plant is showing zero respect. Smack the shit out of Canelo. I mean, I ain't gonna front. Canelo showing his speed, right? He did counter Plant, but you can see he literally countered Plant with an open hand. So it's like, oh, you smack me, so I'm gonna smack you back? Like, I didn't get that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but we got the video, and it's real. This thing really happened. This is the crazy part. Let's get right to it. All right, we're going to go fast, slow. Right here. Look at Caleb. Is he that? Smack. What? Yo. And then Canelo counters him with his own smack. All right, let me pause and just bring it back. Look. So Caleb, look at that. That's the hand right there, because there's people out here like, yo, he didn't smack him. You can clearly see the hand. Let me see if this lets me zoom. Oh, it don't let me zoom. I got another clip, though. Hold on. Because this is what I'm saying. There's people out here literally trying to say he ain't smack him. You crazy? Look at his hand. Look at my cursor. Look, this is the man's face. That's Caleb Plant's whole arm and hand. Like, you guys are tripping. Like, it's okay for your favorite fighter to get smacked in the face every now and then by mistake. You know, he didn't know Caleb was going to be a dog, but I tried to tell y'all he was a dog. I told you that. I told you this the same Caleb Plant was fighting in the projects. I told you that. You ain't want to believe me. But Canelo started this. He should never put his hands on that boy. Why are you doing that, man?
Slow down.
Come on, you gotta watch who you're touching out here, man. For real. Everybody ain't built like that, man. Everybody ain't just going to let you get that off, man. For real. I'm just, again, I'm happy this dude continues to show, like, I don't care who you are. Like, because a lot of people have been like, oh, he would have touched him, man. The fight would have been off, man. He knew better. Oh, he showed zero fucks about none of that shit. He walked up on him casually, too. Yo, he tried to fake him out. He walked up over there casually and then brought that left smack. It was like a left hook smack. He brought that damn thing from the bottom. And, yeah, man, look, again, I wasn't there. I got so many different videos, you know, some people trying to say, again, that Caleb didn't land. I find it hard to believe with all the videos I got. It's pretty clear. If anything, it's almost impossible that he didn't land. You know, he got the drop on Canelo. It's just the bottom line, you know what I mean? First of all, Canelo needs to tell us, why is he so angry? What is he all cursing about now? You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't just let him get away because it sounds funny and shit. Like, what was he mad about? He the one that initiated this stuff too. So I'm glad Caleb smacked him, because it's like, what you gonna do? End the fight because you decided to put your hands on me? You know what I'm saying? You decided to break your character? But I guess this is him now. He's been doing this. He did this with Jacobs, and now he's doing it with Plant. You know what I mean? But I'm glad they did it, because I wanted to do a show just based off the face-off in the green screen room. Like, I was already hyped off that. That alone, for me, was enough. I'm like, damn, Plant is super-duper bigger than Canelo. Like, he is so much bigger. So I was already, like, willing to do a show just based off that. The fact that they came to blows, the fact that Plant smacked him and he, you know, smack countered back. Let me show you that smack countered back, because that shit that just looks stupid. But whatever. Here we go. Let's speed it up. And this is Plant walking up on him. Watch it casually. Whoop. And he goes, this is Canelo. You see, he leans back. It almost looks like he did dip it, right? Like, oof. That boy got that reflexes, though, because it do almost look, but it's impossible. Look at white Plant's, the white part of the wrist from the white shirt. You know, he's wearing a white collar shirt, so the blazer obviously is never longer than the collar shirt. Just keep watching the white on the wrist. And where that, look at where that's at. That shit is damn near on Canelo's bid for people to say that he didn't smack him. And if he didn't, right? Why would Canelo counter? Why would he counter and literally hit Plant? Because now he's at fault. So look, he hits Plant twice. Watch it right there. He lands the one counter. And then I think throws another one. Oh, no, it's just one counter. One counter right. Pull back right. Crazy, though. Crazy to see the skill, right? Like, Caleb, he showed his skill by casually sneaking the lead left hook Mayweather style. And Canelo showing his skill by pulling back on a slap and countering with the right. Hilarious. These dudes hilarious. But I'm glad they gave us something for real. Look at this. I'm glad they gave us something. Yo, my man right here, look, and he must be Caleb Plant's team with the SP, because you know Shoe Palace, they sponsor all of Louis DeCuba's fighters. He jumps on the stage ASAP, does nothing, little shoving. He shoves some, not Canelo, he shoves like a security or something. I promise you, you can hear what sounds like to me, Brandon Watson, like, CP, you alright? Like, Caleb Plant, you alright? Like, yo, this really the streets. It's like PBC versus DAZN right now. They gangbanging out here, I'm telling you. People taking sides. It's a little bit funny. It really is. But let me get these other little clips out here. Yo, why does Bitcoin keep going down? Shit went down 10% in like 20 hours. Wowing. Let me see these other clips right here. My man Val sent me. Check this out. Let's go ahead and put this on the screen. Boop. You're going to get rid of this. Come up in here. And then you're going to go here. Eliminate the back. Check this out. See that angle? See that angle? Look at that. How you going to say this man ain't smacking? Look. Look at that. Look at that hand. That shit is on his forehead. You're lying. Why are you lying? Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. And right there, you even see now the hand is smacking the ear right there. Why are y'all lying? But I'm going to zoom it in for you. Look at this. Oh, no. Oh, no. He didn't get hit. They lying. They don't like for Canelo to be ever. Ooh, look at that. Oh, that boy Plant got a reach. I'm about to start crying. He got a reach. Yo, I told you I got different angles, man. And if y'all still don't believe, I got like two more video angles. Let's just stop the nonsense, okay? They put hands on Canelo's cheeks, and it's okay. It's okay, man. I keep telling you, look, you ain't got to be tough to get your ass whooped. So even the toughest dude could get his ass whooped. And Canelo's tough, but he got smacked. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't calculating. He didn't calculate. He's still my favorite fighter. He just ain't calculate that there was another cowboy around. He ain't think there was another wild one around here. You know what I'm saying? And there is. There is. So we got the first hater chat coming from Ken Stone. Let me just, I'm going to have to leave this right here for him because his hater chat says something about changing the title because he doesn't believe that this man did smack Canelo. Meanwhile, the hand is there. It shows it. Let me go to that. You see it right here? Mm-hmm. Right there. That's, let me zoom in. See that? That's the hand on it, but we'll screen share your super chat anyway, you know, even though you don't want to believe the truth. I mean, why else would Canelo get so upset? You tell me. Ken Stone, I can't even see your super chat. Where is it? Maybe there's a bug here. All right. I'm going to have to start from the top. I'm going to have to look for it, Mr. Stone. It's not allowing me to search. Actually, the first one coming up is, for whatever reason, KDDR. This says, Ness, play Canelo intro one more time. Plant just guaranteed his last payday and early retirement check. First green stream pick with bruised waistline. Now, Mr. Flash get hit with a two-piece and is bleeding. Plant and a dead man walking. Canelo Savage KO. Whatever, bro. First of all, where's this rumor coming that there's blood? I see no blood. I see zero blood. Why do people even keep saying this? They're just making things up because they're upset that things ain't looking the way they expected it. You know, that Plant ain't bowing down. But we got Esso Akuni with another one. He says, imagine the people who wanted Bivol or Beterbiev instead of this matchup, or that Saunders or Smith were more entertaining matchups than Plant. Laugh out loud. And that's exactly why he got more money than them dudes, because he bringing the entertainment right from the door. He's giving us everything to talk about. Coming straight for Canelo on the PEDs. Now he coming straight for Canelo. You put your hands on me. Oh, slappity slap. Don't talk back. You know you got to love it. I hope Porter Crawford give us something like this. I swear. Don't come with that fucking, you know, cool shit. Oh, I'm your friend. I don't want to hear that shit. Gil Lopez says Kella Plant was bleeding. Laughing out loud emoji with sweat. Let's go, Canelo. Three fire emojis. Where is this rumor coming from? Someone send me a, let me see. My producer did tell me check the IG. So what do you got here for me? Another angle. Is it in slow-mo? What are you showing me? The shove. Oh, you're just giving me the whole thing. I got this already. Dang, he got countered, though. He did get countered. He got to make that left hand count more the next time because he got countered for real, for real. You know, and Canelo, damn, that was fast. He was fast on that counter. But we're going to the next super chat. We got one from Joseph Brown. Joseph Brown says, best presser of the year. They sold this fight. Plant ruffled Big Red. Laughing out loud three times emoji. Hell yeah, he ruffled him. Everybody know he did. Everybody know he did. Oh, the shove. The shove that's going to be heard around the world. Yo, can't front. Canelo is fast, man. My man is fast. Actually, we going over here because we got a few more. Let me see. We got this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Premier Boxing Champions presents Canelo.
That's nothing. That's nothing. That's another angle. Let's see what we got. Look at that. I mean, I just don't believe that people think he didn't get smacked. Look at this angle. His whole neck. Like, my man got slapped. Like, full blown slap. Like, stop. You guys are in denial. It's okay, man. It's okay. Your man got smacked. He wasn't expecting that shit. Y'all can't be in denial, though. It's video of this shit out here. Homie got smacked. Rod Nell says, okay. No, I'm ready to spend $100 for the pay-per-view. Plant put them sweet hands on Canelo. That's what I was saying. It's like super duper obvious. Why are they trying to like lie about it? That shit sold some pay-per-views, let me tell you. We got Machine Gun Garcia who says, that's how you sell pay-per-view. Wait, actually, let me pull it up. Who says, that's how you sell pay-per-view. Caleb showing he not scared now. Let's see if the energy is there when the bright lights are on. Well, we wanted him to keep that same energy when they meet, and 51% of our poll believed that he would, and he sure enough did. He kept that energy. You know what I'm saying? And Canelo did too, because Canelo's the one started it. You know Canelo was saying some slick shit to him, and that's probably what got Plant to say fuck you, and then Canelo. I don't know. I don't get Canelo though. Like, he gonna get all mad because you said fuck you to him. Like, fuck you, fuck you. It's like, bro, what you mad at? Like, you talking shit too. You know what I'm saying? But again, I'm just extra excited that my man's put hands on him so he can learn. Cause like in this world, there's consequences. You can't just go around shoving people. Not everybody's gonna take that. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody's gonna be Jacobs. And Plant showed you he ain't no Jacobs. And I've been telling y'all he wasn't no Jacobs, but I'm glad he showed you because now you're forced to believe it. You feel me? Let me go out to Machine Gun, right? We've got that. He says, that's how you sell pay-per-views. Caleb showing he is not scared. Let's see if he keeps that same energy when the bright lights are on. We did go to that. And next up, we got JB Cinema, who says, bro, zoom in. Plant just glazed him with his fingertips, and a closer look, Canelo came with the counter left. I ain't seen no left. Definitely a right hand smack. You can see the open hand. You know what I mean? I guess he on some smack me and I smack you back, but like, smack me, I'm hooking off. You know what I'm saying? Smack me. You smacking me like I'm a girl. I'm stealing your ass. You know what I'm saying? But I hear you. Look, whatever. Y'all gonna say whatever y'all want to defend your man until you be the one smacked in the street. And then what? How you going to find a way to spin it? Like, y'all seriously fooling out here. Like, my man got smacked. Y'all trying to spin it. Oh, it's only fingers. He didn't get a whole palm. Hilarious. Yo, Canelo got some fans in him for real. That conference was fire. We need more like these. Plant spoke straight facts and Canelo, us coming undone, I guess, is meant to be, is coming undone. I'm going to parlay with Plant Wilder and Bud. Plant emoji, bomb emoji. Let's go. And that was from Crema 88. Don't sound saying it out loud. Don't sound right saying it out loud, but you know, you got to do what you got to do. He's super chatty. We got Chauncey Pearls that says, Plant missed and Canelo cracked him twice. If Plant missed that cheap shot, how does he plan on landing anything come fight night? Thinking emoji question mark. Stop lying, man. We showed way too many shots, man. He definitely landed. Why is everybody in denial about Canelo getting smacked? Like, it's okay. It don't mean he losing the fight. Lord. Alexander Wilson says, so Caleb is cut on his face. Will that delay the fight? Man, who is saying this stuff? Somebody send me a link. Send me a link. My producer ain't send me no link. There's no cut. It's a fucking lie. Frick out of here. Freaking making stuff up because Canelo got smacked. So sad. But let's go out to these phone lines, man. Y'all know what time it is. Let me know y'all immediate reaction to the little scuffle. Definitely a little scuffle.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Nah. Please.
You know that was a scuffle. Stop lying, man.
Oh, look at this guy.
Oh, well, I mean, look, you know, he did look sharp when he pulled that left hook on you, man. I'm just saying.
He's deleted.
Let's go on out, man, to these callers. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1-1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline.
These calls are brought to you by Big Rigs Trucking Agency, experts for all your insurance and trucking needs. For quotes and consultations, visit us at brtagency.com or contact us at 908-943-6918.
All right, we're going out to D in South Carolina. What up? D in South Carolina. All right. So we're going now to AMG in Oklahoma.
Yo, what's up, Ness?
What up?
That shit was fire, dude. That was awesome. Yo, but I think the reason people coming after you is because you put he got the shit slapped out of him, which
bruh,
we clearly
a grown man smacks
I'm
you.
I'm just saying.
A grown man smacks you. Your head goes the opposite way, and you, that ain't smacked the shit out of? What? Because he rolled with it?
That was the dodge, Nas. That was the dodge.
His fingers made his face move that way.
And then if you notice, he got him with a quick uppercut with the left, and then smashed his fucking eardrum with the right.
I ain't seen no upper. All I seen was an open hand smack on the shoulder.
The left is what caused his glasses to probably scratch his cheek. That's what people are talking about.
I ain't seen no blood. Where's the report of the blood?
You'll see it. You just didn't watch it. That's the problem.
Where's the blood, man?
I'm telling you, you're going to see it. But, man, I loved it. I like the energy. It's good. Can't wait for all the fucking interviews and all that shit. It's going to be awesome.
All right.
AMG. Oh, another thing real quick. For those people, or like you were asking why he got so mad, you got to understand, like, motherfucker translates
chinga tu madre.
Right. Chinga tu madre is way worse in Spanish for Mexicans.
So what? He's saying it in English left and right. So he could tell Plant fuck his mother, but Plant can't say that, man. Get the fuck out of here.
That's why he reacted. I'm just telling you.
Man, tell Canelo to
get the fuck out of here, man.
I'm going to tell him to fuck him up. That's exactly what he's going to do. Watch.
He ain't doing nothing, man.
You'll see.
Bro, he just got smacked, man. I got to go, man. Tell your man, heal his cheek up, man. Heal his cheek up. You know, out here getting slapped up. Line 6, Reed, what up?
Nah, yo, what's up, man? San Antonio from Albany, man.
Oh, my God, Antonio in Albany.
Yo, what's good, man? Yo, real quick, yo. Ness, man, I saw the video, like, 7 times, bro. They both slapped each other, bro. They actually slapped.
But Canelo slapped Caleb on the shoulder.
No, yeah, because obviously they both, I mean, even Plant did. He slapped him too, but he missed.
Nah. Missed, you know, bro. Plant smacked him in the face. You tripping right now.
Look at it again. They actually, bro, look,
it's
the
on the screen.
Open, bro.
It's on the screen.
But the hands were open. The hands were open, bro. Those are slaps.
Yeah, yeah. Caleb's hand is open and so is Canelo.
Open him.
Look. Look, I paused
yeah,
it in the...
I'm saying,
the fact that y'all believe that's not a smack. Like, look at his fucking hand, bro. Look at where it's at.
But Canelo, yo, Canelo dodged that shit, bro. I'm telling
you, bro. Yeah, all right. Man, Neo in the Matrix.
But listen, no, real quick, though. I want to say, yo, Canelo said, you're not on my level. Yo, see, that's a new soundbite, boy. Yo, you're not on my level. He told him, bro. You'll see November 6th, boy.
If he not on his level, why he get smacked with that lead left hook like he was Mayweather?
Oh man, you gonna feel some type of way after the fight. Watch, boy. I'm telling you. But anyways, man, good show, man. Canelo King, boy.
I can't believe people really trying to act like that shit didn't happen, man. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Excuses.
I'm going out to J-Mac, New Orleans. Are you Avell?
So you hating?
I'm that guy. What you want to bet? Whoa. Let's bet $100,000 on that. Let's bet $1 million. You getting that money, right?
Easy.
Let's bet $1 million.
Easy.
And I for the bread. When I see him, y'all gonna say he was too weak.
Oh, my life.
Okay, bow down, bitches. I'm about to handle business. I'ma teach you all a lesson. This'll only take a minute. Got a part in all this passion in my blood. Niggas hating just because. Think about it. Everybody love Bud.
J-Mac, where you at? All these niggas hating on me, shit is whack. So efficient with it, only check stats. Hey, I'm out here trying to get it, next I only got a minute. Yeah. Get ready for the Mac attack.
Yo, Ness, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, shout out to Canelo Lips. He gonna have lip surgery after that. Caleb Plant smacked all Canelo lips off his fucking face, man. People acting like they didn't see that man touch that man's lips and what have you. You could tell how his reaction. And the reason why Caleb got pushed so far because he was squared up. And anytime you are parallel with him, you go along the balance. He ain't having
You breaking up, champ. You must have gone through.
Smack the shit out.
You must have gone through a bad area, brother. We'll try and come back to you. Let's see. We got Ra in Baltimore.
Hey yo, what's up, family? I missed you tuning to the streamers, but what the hell for a couple days? But after watching that press conference, bro. What a way to be back, baby. Let's go. And look, Plant smacked the fuck out of that boy. After I seen that shit, I'm like, yo, he just smacked the fuck out of him, yo. Like, niggas talk about he ain't touch Canelo, man. Like, at first, I wasn't really with, I wanted to see a good fight, but now I'm with Plant, though, yo. Let's go, Plant. Plant just shitted on his whole team, man. Come on, y'all need to chill out with that. Y'all Canelo fanboys need to chill with that shit. Shorty just got the shit smacked out of him. Plant bringing that shit November 6th. That shit is on my calendar. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I haven't been hyped for this fight, for a fight like this in years. Like, I mean, and I'm not going to lie, I've been wanting to steal in pay-per-views, but I'm paying for this shit, though, yo. This going to be fire for real, family. You know what I mean? This going to be fire for real. And, hold up. But see, this is what boxing do. Getting all hyped for this shit. This shit gonna be a hot fight.
Cut it. I'm with you, champ. This definitely got everybody hot, man. We going out to Chicago. Steve.
My town up in K-Town.
Hey, Daddy. This a dollar beat.
I drink soda. I eat pizza. I hang out with chicks all day. These fighters still can't beat me. They fighting every day. They gain a gym every day. Just give me 6 weeks. And I got it.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yeah, hello? Am I on?
Yep.
Oh. Hey, did you find it funny how there was nobody, like even Sam Watson or nobody was there when they were face to face? Did you think this maybe was a little seed plotted?
We
were talking about that in the Discord.
The fact
nobody
that
was there. They had nobody there, just the two of them.
I mean, the fact that
you don't usually see that.
The fact that that Canelo answered back with a slap. I mean, the thought that it's probably choreographed.
Crossed my mind. So like, but hey, man, it worked. Whatever, if they did, you know, it worked because I'm getting notifications from every media source about this. So they definitely hyped it up tenfold.
So it looks like Michael Coppinger is reporting that there's a cut under Caleb's eye. I don't believe it, though. I don't believe it. We'll see. We'll see. All right. We got plenty of phone calls to get to. If you're on the YouTube channel, hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. And if you want to get in on the show, you already know where you got to call 1-425-569-5241. We're talking Plant and Canelo coming at blows with each other. Artie Anaheim, what up?
What's up, Des?
Hey,
my boys. Hey, that was pretty badass, eh? I was right there in Beverly Hills, too. I'm about to pull up and watch that shit, but they got that shit off security out. Fuck, man, I don't know what to say about it, dog. I think it was kind of good for getting the big reviews and stuff like that, and you know they're both talking this shit. But you already know how I feel. Team Canelo all day, and Caleb about to get that ass with my boy. God bless.
All right. People sensationalize. There ain't no way that little cut is serious, man. He got scratched with some glasses. People just want the fight to be over because you got the first dude stepping up to him. Okay, I'm being sent pictures now. They showing Keller putting like ice and shit on his face. Oh, yeah, they show somebody there checking it. I don't believe the fight's off. I ain't trying to hear it. Canelo talking about he gonna pay November 6th. When somebody bothers me with a lot of shit, they know I have something special for them. Get out of here. You ain't scared nobody, man. My man just gave you a five-finger discount, man. Stop it. Let me get to Young Prophet. What up, though?
What up, Nick? I thought people saying that Canelo dies. I saw a close video on Twitter because it said something on Twitter where he actually see him slap. Plant got a good hit, you know. But then Canelo did get him back, and then Plant acted like he needed somebody to hold him back, like he felt some power. And then they got the whole cut thing. But I think it's gonna be good, man. It so got me like, oh, they definitely gonna get my money. So I'm ready for it.
Word, they getting my money. Well, all right, brother. Thank you for calling in. Let me keep it on moving. Who we got? Who we got? Looking like... Let me try J-Mac again. You avail? All right, we're going to Mr. PBC. Are you avail?
Mr. PBC, baby.
BoxingWords.com.
I'm the fire. Canelo talking about he believes he can win. Go to my kitchen. Get the sharpest knife. Cut the bullshit out. I don't care what you do good. I do every fucking thing great.
Mr. PBC, baby.
Let's go.
Let's go.
That shit was so hard. Like, especially when Caleb Plant got up and was talking that mess. This is what we need in boxing. Bud, get your pen and paper. Boots, get your pen and paper. Everybody need to get that pen and paper for this. This is how you sell a fight. You can't just go up there, oh, I'm a good boxer, he's a good boxer, we're going to have a good boxing match. No, let's get it. Let's sell this shit. I believe he definitely slapped the dog shit out of him. Canelo's never been underneath this type of pressure. He got soft skin, just like the skin that he used to, you know, to get that meat off that pig and pork, whatever he used to cheat. He's soft, you know. This is what we need to expose. You know, it don't matter about the skill sometimes when it comes to talking shit. That's what Floyd proved, baby. PBC is on top. PBC makes the best fights. Showtime will go all the way to the end of the world and make sure PBC got something good. Come on, man. Canelo definitely gonna lose because, you know, we ain't never seen this. This dude speaking more than he ever did. He's an emo. He's a fucking silent dude, a quiet dude. He's an introvert. Let's keep it real. I got Caleb Plant, man. Straight up.
All right. All right. Let me go out to the best dad ever.
Can you hear him? Can you hear him?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's up? First thing.
Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. Mexican style. Muchas gracias. Champion. Campeón.
Good, good. But nah, first thing I'm going to say is, Canelo, I don't know, man. Caleb underneath his skin. That's the first thing I'm going to say.
Yes,
and then
sir.
Second thing is, when you think about it, people saying, oh, he grazed him. If he had gloves on, he hit him. that's how I feel. But, I mean, I was already going by it. We can just continue the show. That's my calling.
All right. So, we going out to Ellie, or I guess Eli, could be.
Let's go! I'm ready!
Is this me, yeah? Is this me?
Yes. Let's go! Yes, Ellie.
Yeah, you know, your title is the reason why this world and just everything's so effed up.
Really?
We know you're lying. We know you're lying. So, we know you're not blind.
So what about...
And you're not even letting me speak. There we go.
What about the slow motion video?
All you got to do is watch it again, put glasses on, and check the pics. It's clear. You make money from fooling people and antagonizing people. And people buy into it because they're dumb.
Nah, bro. You ain't seen slow mo, so I'm making money off people because I'm fooling them. But everybody that's calling in agrees.
You're not fooling people. You're just proving how dumb the world is that people are actually replying to antagonizing when it's clear he didn't touch him and he cut his face.
Yo, you're hilarious. So you're saying that that left hand didn't land at all?
Listen, you can reach with someone else. I'm not that guy.
I'm just saying, that's what you're saying. I want to be clear. You're saying the left hand didn't land.
Listen, you can reach, like I said, but I ain't that guy.
All right, no problem, champ. I mean, we all know what we've seen. That's why we all tuned in. That's why we all excited. You are the Canelo fan that is upset that he got smacked. So, you know, you got to defend him. I get it. You was the same one saying he wasn't dirty.
Let's go! Come on. If Ojo is a beast, checkbox red. Undefeated punch lines, better place your bet. The number one call, fought my way up the ranks. Border wars fighter, going hard in the paint. Boxing scene writers call me spectacular.
Yo.
Yo, yo, Info Joe, what it do?
Man, shout out to the boxing gods, man. That's how you sell a fight. That's how you sell a fight. I'm echoing with Dom said, Mr. PBC. He right, man. That's how you sell a pay-per-view. The boxers need to take notes. Border Wars, fighters, everybody. I mean, you got to slap nobody, but goddamn, make some noise. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I love that shit, man. Hey, I'm sold on it. I was just telling Intrigue, don't go to the Canelo fight. Go to the Porter and Crawford fight. I'm going to try to go to Vegas and check that out. But I don't know. I'm getting more hyped. Oh, this fight depends on how Sean and Crawford bring it at the press conference, man. Don't bring no boring ass shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm tripping off Canelo speaking English and every damn thing, man. But shout out to the boxing guys. That's what we need to put our sport, all eyes on our sport. I don't care who slapped who. I just love it. Peace out.
Julio, what up?
What's going on, this? Hey, let me just tell you, this fight got me hyped. You know, both sides got emotional. You got Caleb Plant talking about mats and tape. And look like he got emotional. This is what sells a fight. You know, I'm Team Canelo all the way, but I, you know what? I'm gonna spend my money, have a fucking fight party. Let's get. I'm out.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Well, let me get to Keem the Dream in Florida. Are you available?
Wait a minute. You say you know boxing?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know.
Tell me what a pool counter is.
Pool counter? I've never heard that term before. That must be your term. You must have been
big. Fair shake. HBO need to fire you. You don't know shit about boxing. You ain't shit.
Yo, you hear me?
What up?
Listen, man, you heard my intro, man. Tell me what a pool counter is, man. You seen what Canelo did to Plant, man. Pool counter. 1-2'd his ass out there. Got my dog with the split cheek, man. Shit looking crazy. I'm still rocking with Plant, but our shit ain't look right, man. All I'm saying, Ness, if me and you get in a little scuffle and you leave leaking, I mean, it's going to be hard for you to sell that one, bro. When you got the blood, you know, the ketchup all on your face and you're like, nah, I smacked
first
them,
of
though.
All, you the OG. This is your party. I smacked you on your stage, man. Y'all sitting here, I don't know, man.
Left leaking, though. I did it
like a
Why
true OG.
You got
OG.
The ketchup all on your face. You weren't eating a hot dog, bruh, tonight, but you got ketchup all on your face.
I was sneaky. I walked up to you with shades on. You ain't see me come.
Listen, man. I love this shit, though. I love this. I love what you did with all this, man. And how they did this. This is great, man. This is good for boxing. This shit just it woke everything up that quick, man. So, nah, this is just good for boxing, man. Good show, man.
Canelo
appreciate
out
you.
Here bullshitting, talking about don't talk about my mom. My producer just sent me the reason he pushed. How you gonna say don't talk about my mom, but you saying motherfucking spent in English? That's the same shit, man. This dude, somebody got to teach him like the idioms, man. He out here playing games. Let me see his audio.
There they are, ladies and gentlemen, Premier Boxing and Champions presents Canelo
versus Plant
Saturday,
it's the same shit. Oh, so that's what it is. Look, he's trying to give up. Oh, because this is his Instagram. I didn't even notice that. Shout out to Rob. This is Canelo's Instagram, so the audio don't show nothing, but he's putting the same clip and then putting the caption, don't talk about my mom. But that's what I'm saying. How you going to say that when you literally yelling at him, calling him motherfucker? This dude's tripping, man. He need a doctor.
Live on Showtime pay-per-view.
Look. Smack the shit out his ass. I love it. Let me see something, though. They talking about he landed a left hook. He ain't land no fucking left. Let me see. Nah. Damn, look at Caleb glasses all the way over here. Look at the glasses right here. Them shit's in the air. And look at the open hand. Right here. This is what I'm saying. Talking about he pieced them up. You could clearly see my man Pinky, everything. Right here. Stop it. I love this shit, though. Shout out to them, man. They did that. This is what we need. I'm sorry. This is why wrestling is successful, man. This is what we need, bro. We need that, man. Like, we need that buildup. Give me a reason, man. Give me a reason to give you my money because there's so many other things I could do with my money. Let me just be real. So you better give me a reason, man, and make it good. Make it good. We going out to JB Cinema. What up?
TBV for life, my man. See that shit?
Hell yeah. Loving that shit.
I'm loving it, man. And you're making it even better, dude. I'm telling you. Now you understand why I'm so hyped up about this fight. Because of TBV, bro. I'm telling you, this fucking fight is going to be off the hook. So I went frame by frame, zoomed in to check out that whole scene. And I'm telling you, bro, zoom in frame by frame. My dude Caleb comes in, and yeah, he does graze him with his fingertips. And then Canelo comes in with the left open palm, hook, the face, and then comes in over.
Yo, y'all overhand trying to give him an extra shot. He didn't do no combination, bro. Where y'all see this at?
Check it out.
Bro, okay, I got the video right here, bro. Like, it's literally right here. Where is this combination y'all keep talking about?
So, put it in slow motion. Go frame by frame. I'm telling you. But check it out. So, Caleb came back and to an interview with Showtime and talked about that cut he has. And he's saying that he came from the glasses.
Yeah, so of course.
When it came... Yeah, when it came, he's not saying. He says it's minimal. It's nothing that bad. So I don't see the fight stopping over that.
All it is a little scratch, man. That's all the Canelo fanboys wanted to be more than what it is, so they don't got to take this fight no more. They're afraid. They see the size difference. Everybody's seen the green screen picture.
No, this fight has to happen. This fight has to happen, man. It's going to happen. Manifest that shit. It's going to happen. Nothing's going to stop it. We're going to see this fucking fight. It's going to go down. It's going to be... off the hook.
Everybody's seen the picture, man. Everybody's seen the green screen picture, side by side, the face off. My man's too little. He's too little, man. He's too little. It's crazy, because I never would have thought that, but he met his match. Where's this green screen? I got to show you that. That's what needs to be seen.
That's funny? You think that's funny?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, keep laughing.
Yeah.
You keep laughing, motherfucker, because you know when you're going to find out? Real soon.
Don't say
and you know when you're going to find out? The
don't
same time everybody...
Yo, but you see what I'm saying? How he going to tell somebody don't say motherfucker when he used the word motherfucker? He really getting mad because you call him motherfucker. Like, what is wrong with this dude?
Nobody else found out. And you know when that...
Look, don't say anything to my mother. Trying to make it about honor. Get the fuck out of here, Canelo. Get the fuck out of here. You can't, yo, come on, man. He can't just change the meaning of the word for him alone. Meanwhile, he's saying motherfucker to Demetrius Andre and his dad.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Exactly, man. Get out of here. But anyway, Big Nick. What up? Actually, Big Nick, you got to wait your turn, man. Stop trying to cut the line. We're going out to James in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yo, what's up, Ness?
What up?
Nothing, man. I'm just hopping on, man. Just looked at the clip on Twitter, man. Shit funny as hell, man. Caleb going to beat this boy, man. You know, I ain't seen Canelo this out of pocket, man, and God knows how long, man. So, Caleb really getting under his skin. Caleb going to embarrass that boy. These fake-ass Canelo fanboys just hopping on, talking all this shit. You know, this belt coming back to Nashville. Man, Ness, I ain't holler at you in a while, man. How you been, man?
I'm good, man. Can't complain. Border Wars is fantastic, man.
Absolutely. You ran a great event, man. I just want to say this, man. Hey, man, I just hope you stay blessed, man. And, yo, man, just keep giving the content as always, man.
Appreciate it, man. Will do. So here's the face-off, man. This is insane right here. You know, and obviously we've seen this before with Canelo when he faced, what's your man's in him name? Callum Smith, but come on, bruh. Caleb looked like a whole nother dude next to him. Shit, man. And I know a few seconds ago, let's just be real, a few seconds ago at the press conference, all this size didn't mean much. Like, Caleb landed his left hook, but he got countered. But damn, this size is serious right here. I'm just saying, it is serious. Let me go to... who's on the line looking like... We got to go out to... Corey in North Carolina. What up?
What's going on, Miss? What up, TBD fam? Yeah, man. These boys got this thing hype, man. But that's... Caleb Plant showed me exactly. That's why I'm scared. I can't really. It's going to be a good fight. Do you notice how when he threw that left at Canelo, he dipped down to the right with it? So it was almost like a blind punch. You know what I'm saying? And that Ustatagi fight, he did that so much, man. And it's reminiscent of Billy Joe, man. And I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, that might be the same path we're heading down here, man. But I don't know, man. Overall, though, man, I'm excited for it.
The difference is Billy Joe. Difference is Billy Joe was just standing there getting hit. This dude is obviously throwing punches.
But you see how he dipped down with it, though,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's
just like a blind fire.
Yeah, I mean, that ain't a ring. That ain't a ring, man. That ain't a ring. A lot of people was in there. You know what I'm saying? He had glasses on.
Yeah, is that how you throw that punch, though?
I mean, look, a lot went there.
Peep that Ustatagi, how you say his name? Peep that fight. He Plant threw that punch the same way. He threw it a lot in that fight, and I was just like, man, like that blind fire is just gonna get you hurt, buddy. But I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe that's something that he know that I don't know. I'm anxious to see the fight, bro. Good work, man. Congratulations to y'all with the Border Wars production. That was hot fire too. I enjoyed it. And y'all take care, man.
All right, man. Thank you for calling in. Let's see here. Looking like we got J-Mac. I want to try you again.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes.
Man, Slap Nello out here getting them lips touched, man. All these dudes out here making all the excuses. He's a grown man getting open hand slapped in the face. I slapped like he was somebody's trick, slut, drug cheating ass. I didn't see all that. I seen him hit Plant's shoulder in response. But you can't be pushing nobody and don't get out here not protecting your face and your lips. Because Caleb slapped the shit out of Canelo. All his lips twisted all upside his face and shit. A lot of people didn't see that. But I saw his... I saw Plant slap the shit out of Canelo redhead ass. I ain't got much. I'm done with my trolling. That's it.
All right. We got Keem in Florida. What up?
Wait a minute.
Wait, we did that, right, Keem? Or did it?
Wait a minute. You say you know boxing?
Yeah.
What is it?
Maybe I don't know.
Tell me what a pool counter is.
Pool counter? I've never heard that term before. That must be your term. You must have been
big. You know, Shake, HBO need to fire you. You don't know shit about boxing.
Yeah, I already went, bro.
Oh, yo, damn. Internet is too fast, man. Look at this. Just look at what I was sent right here. Already. They hit him with that. And look at this. Look at this one. See? Why are they doing that, bruh? Why are they doing that? Come on, man. Yo, internet undefeated. Let's go out to the phone lines. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press one time to voice your opinion. This is the second time we went live today, so I hope you subscribed already to the YouTube channel, helping us get to our next goal of 130,000. If you haven't already watched Border Wars, the link is out, and I'm about to pin it in the live chat. Looks like we got a new caller in LA, the big city of dreams. Who's this, 909? Who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, this is Andrew.
Andrew, what up?
Okay. What's up, man? Hey, bro. Taylor's getting his ass cracked.
Oh, yeah?
The ribs are getting cracked up. Yeah, they're getting cracked, bro. You know, like Mike Tyson said, boy. He's going to his funeral. That's his funeral right there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Looks like Caleb was the one on the attack.
Hey. To me, it looked like Canelo did. He got more in, and I know you're cool with Caleb and all, but if you had a gun to your head and they told you pick who's going to win, who do you think's going to win?
I mean, really, Canelo's the favorite, bro. Canelo's the favorite, but I know that slap wasn't heard around the world.
No, I mean, I like Caleb. Caleb's cool. He could box too, but I mean, I think Canelo's just gonna walk through them punches. You know, Canelo's gonna walk through them punches and mess up his ribs.
Yo, that's so funny the way you hear the people. They're like, "Oh my god!" You can hear somebody like, "No, no, you're not gonna get paid." They hilarious. Yo, let me show you this other angle. I'm getting angles sent to me left and right now. Here goes another angle on Twitter. Yo, my man Caleb came with the super... Look at the speed on that smack. And people really think he... Look at Canelo right there. You really think he ain't get smacked? Come on, look at that freeze frame right there. Oh, shit. That was hilarious. Yo, he definitely landed a very good smack on the face with that fucking right hand smack. Fucking Canelo sharp. All right. Let's go. We going out to Trey in the Bay. What up?
What up, man?
What's good?
Man, I seen that shit. Caleb sitting there waiting on security. Hold me back. Hold me back.
Nah, he ain't waiting on nobody.
Man, he never pissed that dude. He walked up hella slow, like the security behind me yet. They about to break it up yet.
He walked That's slow to get the drop on Canelo, which he did.
I don't know. When the fight supposed to happen, man?
November 6th, 40 Sundays away. Yeah.
All right. That's all I got.
You said what? That's all you got? Oh, wow. We going out to Intrigue the Incredible. I said this bitch on fire hotter than a throwaway. I need my money now. No extra days. No extra Your time's day. Up. Coons ready. Ain't no other way. It ain't no other way. That's all I got. I say. What? My man just dropped off. All right, D in the South.
Yo, Ness.
What up?
Hey, you know what they say? You know what they say in Charleston? Where I'm from? Where I'm at?
Yeah.
You know what they say? Well, slap like that. That motherfucker slap fire out your ass. Motherfucker slap fire out your ass. Yeah, fuck that dude, man. And you know what I loved about it? He's the first fighter to actually put him on blast. You cheating bitch. You little cheating motherfucker. He a fucking cheat, man. Oh, I can't wait for this one. I can't wait, Ness. He put him on blast, and he got under his skin. And I believe, at first I was saying the only way he could win is by KO. I think he can beat him. I think he can drag his ass. Make a miss with that reach. Oh, yeah. So, that shit was fucking hilarious. You need to make some sound bits out that shit. You could chop that shit up all kind of ways, man. I'm about to get online now and see what kind of memes and shit before the night's over. I'm sure there'll be some out there. But, yeah, this dude is alive on the darkness. And, I haven't been amped for this since the first Triple G fight. I believe he could beat him. And Caleb Plant don't take no shit. He's a dog, man. We'll see. I can't wait. November 6th need to bring his ass on. Bomb Scar Wilder to beat the fuck out of him, this.
All right. All right. D, South Carolina. We going out the line. 6, Reed. What up?
Hey, I think y'all forgetting the bigger picture, though, here, Ness. I just saw that Mike Coppinger said that Plant's got a cut underneath his eye, and that might delay the fight, man.
Man,
and I'm not trying to
all,
have the fight
that,
be delayed beyond the theatrics.
That's all for sensationalism, man. That little-ass fucking glasses scratch. Come on, man. No way. He got tape on that shit right now. He literally got tape on that shit right now. I'm not trying to see the...
I'm not trying to see no more fights delayed, man. Boxing sucks, man, right now, dude. My son, his one of his tournaments got canceled behind his COVID stuff. I'm just getting depressed with all this boxing being canceled over dumb stuff. So we don't need these guys fighting at press conferences, Ness. You know, you don't have your Border Wars guys fighting at their press conferences. We shouldn't have, you know, pay-per-view fighters fighting at press conferences. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Canelo got to learn to keep his motherfucking hands to himself, though. He's a grown-ass man. Like, he shouldn't have to be told that. Let's be real. That's on him. He, you know, if the fight get postponed, it's Canelo's fault. Nobody else put their hands on nobody else but him. He started that first.
Yeah, that's true. Well, all right, Ness, that's my call, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's supposed to be the motherfucking cash cow of the sport. You're not supposed to, like, I don't know. You ain't supposed to be, falling for this type of stuff. Let's be real. Like, you the A side, but you letting somebody get up under you. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. Man, what is Jake Paul talking about? Talking about Caleb took the easy W at the press conference, or is he just bigging Caleb up since he also wants the. The Canelo fight, right? Look at what he put on his story an hour ago. Let me see. He got music on it? Nah, no sound. He said, Caleb took the easy W at the press conference. And then, what is it? Yawning emoji? Is that what he's trying to say? I mean, what are you trying to say, Jake? Better stop playing, man. For real, man. Shit. Yo, real quick, we going out to Big Nick. What up?
Oh, man, listen, shout out to Canelo, man, with that two-piece combo from KFC.
No, Big Nick.
Has been changed.
Big Nick,
the new number is. Please note.
Plant
and
Plant Boys cutting all phones off. You talking that shit?
No, but listen. Anyway, Ness, man, weren't you saying a little while ago? You were saying something about how Canelo could be. Better be at 175. And I think about a year ago, you did a show about how Canelo could
beat Usyk
at Cruiserweight. But hold on. You said that Canelo could beat Usyk at Cruiserweight, right?
Usyk ain't Plant, man.
Ness, you've lost it.
Watch AJ sleep, your man. Watch AJ sleep, your man.
Mate, you are the biggest troll of the year.
AJ sleep Usyk. Then how you going to tell me?
You lost it, mate. That Wisconsin Kush got to your head, champ. Anyway, that's my call, bro.
All right. Looking like landlord. You want in on this? Ain't every day a cash cow gets smacked. I ain't never seen Mayweather get smacked. He did some choking. You know what I'm saying? He did some smacking. He ain't never get smacked. Never get smacked. People want to flip this on Plant. Plant did the smacking. Y'all the ones respect the dude that got shot and not the shooter, man. Motherfucking Plant.
You got the juice now, man.
You got the juice now, man. Let's stop. All you Canelo.
Haters.
Haters, y'all. They haters. Let me go to the king of the haters right here, man. We already know which way he coming.
What he done to the boxing world to be number one in the junior weight division?
David Maldonado, New York City, what up?
Yo, Ness, you throwing jabs at me? I'm the king of the haters. Hi, hilarious. Yeah, first of all, you capping, bro. I saw that video from another view. Canelo dodged that shit. He pulled Conor and smacked the shit out of Caleb Plant. Ain't nothing wrong with that. This is boxing. James Toney used to smack dudes up all the time and shove them in the press conference. Let's not forget Hank Lundy from North Philadelphia, my area, smacked the shit out of Terrence Crawford, too, after Crawford pushed him. This is boxing. Things like that happen, man. It's a good build-up. It's going to sell a million pay-per-views because Caleb Plant is very marketable. He's Caucasian. And, you know, like I said, Canelo ain't do nothing wrong, and Canelo didn't get smacked. Even your favorite fighter, Devin Haney, said on a tweet that Canelo got some crazy reflexes, man. And you got to be careful, man, you know. Your boy's going to get hurt bad, man.
He do got nice reflexes. He did a nice pullback, but he still got smacked.
You know, he got grazed, but he smacked the shit out of Caleb Plant. Either way, it's going to be a good fight, man. It's going to be a good fight. I got Canelo by. They're going to stop it late because this guy's face is going to fall apart in the late rounds. That's what I think is going to happen. But it's going to be a good fight, man. It's a good build-up, bro, but you got to stop capping, man. Canelo did not get smacked. The headline says Canelo got the shit smacked out of him. I saw that, and then I looked at myself. Bruh, he didn't get smacked.
You an A-side and you getting smacked. That is the getting the shit smacked out of you, man. No, name another A-side.
Terrence Crawford got smacked by Hank Lundy.
I don't remember.
Terrence Crawford got smacked by Hank Lundy. I remember that.
Send me a link. Show me.
Look, I got you. I'll look for it. Who else? Floyd got pushed around by Marcus Madonna. What you talking about, man?
That ain't nothing. Pushes ain't nothing. Smack, man? That's taking a man's man.
But Canelo ain't get smacked. Canelo pulled Conor. What are you talking about?
Listen to me. We all know pimp smack hoes, man. Dudes ain't supposed to get smacked, man. My man got smacked, man. You crazy? That's the utmost respect. That's what I do to dudes. I smack the shit out you. Canelo dodged it, bro.
He dodged it, man.
He Neo.
Quarterback with the pool counter.
He Neo.
I know you're not picking plans to win that fight.
Yo, did you see the fucking green screen face-off? You see how big my man is? Come on, bro.
That's all right. Canelo been beating up big guys for the longest, man.
Yeah, big Europeans, not no big American, my friend. Not no dude from the hood, right. My friend. Nah.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will.
We'll see.
We will.
All right.
You already we'll see him under his skin. When you ever seen Canelo get pissed off? Not even Floyd pissed him off.
Canelo, yo, remember, that's Machismo, bro. He got Machismo with him, you know what I'm saying?
Don't talk about Canelo's my mother. Gangster, don't say fuck my mother. He in his head.
I caught that. I ain't going to lie to you. And Plant didn't even say nothing about his mom. Plant just said motherfucker.
Exactly.
But he took it the wrong way. Because
he's soft. He's soft. I ain't afraid to say my favorite fighter soft. He's soft. How you out here calling motherfucking Demetrius Andre and his father fuck you and fuck out of here and motherfuck this and now all of a sudden they said to you, oh, don't disrespect my mom. Get the fuck out. He's soft, man.
Well, we'll see November, whenever that fight happens, man. Hopefully it happens. Hopefully it doesn't get canceled like everybody else's fights.
We'll see.
Hopefully it doesn't get canceled like everybody else's fights, man.
I mean, tell your man don't catch COVID, you know what I'm saying? Tell him, stay clean. And no, talk to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
So you're just going to leave us flat. All right, and we're done with you. You're done. You're finished. Finito. No more. You're done. Let me see who's out here in the 901. Chief Red, what up?
Man. What's up, man? What's good?
What's good?
Man, look, bro. You see how Canelo got all of his feelings, man? It's because he used to folks kissing his ass, dog.
Uh-huh.
But I'm trying to tell y'all something. I'm going to let y'all do something know right now. Look. Down here in the dirty, we bought none. We don't do no ass kissing because you pay-per-view star, big money, man. No, fuck all that. We came off the porch, you know what I'm saying? Pinto beans, dirt road type shit. Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, man. We bought none in the Mid-South, bro. You hear me? We bought none.
I hear you.
Shit. You gon' see, buddy. You gon' see. We bought none. Next, you in Florida. You in Florida. Come down here to Memphis, Tennessee, man. Come down here to Memphis, Tennessee, man. You'll see. We bought none down here. You know what I'm saying? Making easy money, pipping hoes is serious. Slap the shit out of cinnamon like a cinnamon bitch. You hear me?
Let's go.
Let's go, man.
There you go, ladies and gents. Plant got the whole South riding with him, man. Y'all don't get it. Davidian, Buffalo Falls, let's go.
Yo, what's good with it, Ness?
What up, what up?
That was, yo, I was watching that live. That was spicy. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell people, yo, Caleb, a brother, man, he may look a little different. He may look a little light-skinned, but that dude, he a real one. And no offense to Canelo, he is too, but... You know, we gonna see on November. I'm trying to tell people, but they not listening. They like Canelo, and I'm like, okay, we'll see in November. Caleb not going for none of that shit that these other fighters be going for. He a real one. But we'll see November 6th. He gonna bring it. They both gonna bring their A game, and we gonna see. Because like the last caller said, them boys in Tennessee, black, white, yellow, orange, what's up? Like, let's get it popping. Like, what time is it? Like, let's go. So, I like that. I like it. I really do. It got real spicy. You know? I like that. He got under his skin. He ain't like that. But, you know, good show, as always. And I've been riding with Caleb Plant because I know he got the goods. So, God bless you, Ness.
Great right. show. Likewise, brother. Looking like Gatho, what up?
Shit, what's up, man? You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
It was good, man. I don't get how people saying that he didn't smack him. From the angles I seen, he definitely smacked him. It wasn't no like it wasn't no like what the five fingers say to the face. It wasn't nothing like that, but he definitely smacked him. It don't got to be nothing like all extra hard impact or nothing like that. It's just the simple fact that he tried to smack him. I done seen dudes get fucked up for threatening to smack somebody. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
So when you go over there and try to smack somebody, man, that's, I don't know, man, that's a different sign of disrespect, and that's the kind